We're gonna pray tonight, okay? But I just want to get us into the Word and get our hearts ready to receive what God has for us. So if you guys have your Bibles, do you have your Word? That's the sword of the Spirit. You better be bringing your Word. Now, some of you, I know your new technology, you bring your phone, that's okay. But you just make sure that you still open your Bible at home, okay? All right. So go ahead and turn with me to Luke 18, 1 through 8. And we're going to read a wonderful parable. God just speaks so beautifully through parables. How many of you just, you love stories. You love a good story. You love to understand what's going on in it. And then you get it and you're like, oh, I relate with that person. Well, that's how Jesus talked to all of us. And so we're going to go through that. And we're going to just read what he says about prayer, okay? In verse 18, we're going to start in verse 1. And then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Let's stop there for a second. How many of you have been in prayer over something in your life and you're just kind of like, I'm not getting the answer I want. It's just not happening. Things aren't working the way they should be working. And you start to lose heart because you're not seeing the outcome of your prayer. You're not seeing where your heart is. You're not seeing the answer. And you begin to lose heart and you begin to fade away and it just begins to not become a prayer anymore. You know, there was something in my life that I was praying for like day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. And then my world started to change. I had kids and things just started to get busy and that prayer no longer became something that was a priority for me. And later on, something blew up with that situation and the Lord said to me, well, you stopped praying. You lost heart. You thought it was too big for me. And I did. And I repented on the front row on a Sunday night and I said, oh God, I'm going back to my prayer. And you know what? We cannot lose heart. What is it that you've prayed for in the past that maybe you've kind of let go? Maybe you've just kind of forgotten about it. Maybe you're believing for salvation in your family and it just hasn't happened and you've been praying for so long. Don't give up. Maybe you're praying for your long lost child who's out in the world doing only God knows what. Don't stop praying. Don't lose heart. Because when you lose heart, the enemy gains ground. And that is not a place where we as Christians need to be. So he says, we always ought to pray in verse 1 and not lose heart. Verse 2, saying that there is a certain city and a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Sounds like some of your bosses. Verse 3, now there was a widow in this city. She came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. Now let's see. This widow, she has no husband, right? That means she, in that time, had no identity. She wasn't attached to anyone. She was on her own. And she said, I need justice. She went before this king. Well, she's going before a king who is not filled with God, a king who doesn't care about God, a king who doesn't know or care about what God's ways are. And she is going to him, and she's believing that he's going to get justice for her. Does that seem a little off? Should she have maybe gone to God? She knew who could help her, and she knew who her God was to move him. So maybe you're in a situation in your life where there's an adversary, there's somebody there, and they're just bugging you, and maybe it's a boss, and maybe it's a relative, maybe it's a husband or it's a wife, maybe it's a child, maybe it's someone just in your world of friendship that is just tearing you apart. And they don't care about God, and they don't care about the Word of God, and they don't care about man, they don't care about you. They are just on their own, and they are the hardest person to communicate with. How do you know God's not going to use the answer to your prayer through them? You act like that widow woman and approach and say, get justice for me from my adversary. In verse 4 it says, and he would not for a while. I love that. For a while. But afterward he said to himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because the widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest her continual coming, she wearies me. Persistence. How many of you are not persistent and consistent in keeping things moving in your life? How many of you just kind of throw up a prayer and say, okay, there it is, that's good, I'm done. And I've heard it preached. Believe me, I understand. Believe for your healing them. Then thank God for it afterwards. That doesn't mean don't stop praying and saying, thank you, Jesus, that I'm healed by the stripes on the cross. That doesn't mean that you throw it out there and you never talk about it again. That means that you get in faith about it. That means that you thank God for whatever it is that's in your life that you need. Because God is looking for a persistent heart. And when you approach his throne, he can't help but go, what? I have a little son. His name is Micah. And he's like obsessed with juice. And so he had already had juice in the morning. And I was so frustrated because he would not leave me alone about the juice. Well, Micah has gotten so big now, he's learned to open the refrigerator. I need to go buy a lock. So I'm on the couch. I'm telling him water time or milk time, no more juice. And he comes to me and he brings a new cup and a new lid and the juice bottle. And I'm like, oh my goodness. All right, you can have a little bit more of juice just because you went way out of your way to make sure that mom would get it for you. And I'm like, oh, you're so persistent. And I thought about it for a second. I'm like, oh, you're funny. I get it. Because you keep bringing it to God. You keep bringing it, just like a parent. He's like our dad, right? So we keep bringing it to you. We're going to get his attention. He's going to go, what is this that you need? I'm right here. I always feel like that with my kids. I'm right here. What do you need? And you know what? That's him. He's saying, be persistent like this widow woman. You may have to approach the most unlikely people to get what it is that you need. But you don't give up. Just like this widow woman who had nothing. If you're in a desperate moment in your life, you're about to lose your marriage, you're about to lose your house, you're about to lose your finances, you've gotten a bad report on sickness, you're fighting in your family and there's chaos. Guess what? God says, stop. Because I'm here. You need to not lose heart and you need to be persistent. Because when you aren't persistent and you've lost your heart, the enemy gains his ground. And I'll say that over and over again. In verse 5, yet this widow troubles me. I will avenge her. Lest her continual coming to me, she wearies me. That's right. Bug him. Bug him. Bug God. He likes us anyways. He wants to be with you. He wants to hear from you. Say, okay, come on. I haven't heard anything. You know, it's funny because so many times we go, well, in God's timing. Of course, in God's timing. God has the perfect timing, don't you think? Sometimes we don't think when we're waiting for something. But there was something that we were praying about, my husband and I, and I was really just finally in faith about it, finally, because he had to push me in faith about it. And I was there, and when we were praying about it together in the office, God said to me, ask for it to happen now. And I've never really kind of done that, because I've always been just, I trust you, God, whenever your time is, I'm good on that. You know, like, I trust everything you do. I know everything's in your timing. And he said, ask for it now. And when I asked for it, I asked for it now. And I'm not kidding you. 30 minutes later, we drove home. My husband called the mortgage company, and things started moving right away where we had been working on it for a year. But that was now. And I asked for it, and I believed. You know what? I said, "Guy, God, okay, fine. I asked for it now." So listen, be persistent. Ask for it now. What's the problem? God is not going to give you something that will hurt you or hurt the people in your life. But if it's what God needs for you and you know it's in your heart and it lines up with the word of God, ask for it now. Amen. What are you waiting for? He's waiting for your faith. Verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And I'm going to read it out of the message. I don't have it up on the screen for you. So go ahead and just listen. It says, so what makes you think God won't step in and work justice for his chosen people? Who have continued to cry out for help. Won't he stick up for them? This is what the judge is thinking. Who is this God? He's not taking care of his people, so they got to come to me and I got to take care of them? In verse 8 it says, I assure you, he will. He will not drag his feet, but how much of that kind of persistent faith will the Son of Man find on earth when he returns? And I love how it says it in the New King James, and it says, verse 7, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? Are you crying out day and night? Are you really faithful in your prayer? Are you really taking it to the throne on a daily basis, on a constant basis? Or is it something you're letting slide in your mind? You're forgetting about it. Maybe sometimes you're just getting too busy in life. He says day and night. Firstly, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. I like that. Speedily. How many of you need a speedily answer tonight? You need a speedily answer. And you know what? We work and we serve an awesome God. And he's a speedy God. He's a God on time. He's never off time. He knows what you need. He's not shocked by your situation. He's not looking down from heaven going, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? He's not in fear. But yet he's asking us to have a couple things. Number one, to not lose heart. Number two, to be persistent in our prayer. Number three, to know who we are. I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter 2:9. Do you know who you are as a child of God? All those 15 people or more, I think there was more than 15 people that got saved. Isn't that a miracle? Gosh. That was a miracle. Those 15 people are now chosen by God. Not just you, but they are as well. They are entering the kingdom of God tonight. And this is what God says about his chosen. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. I don't know about you, but you're his own special person if you are saved and entered into the body of Christ. What an awesome position to have. That means we shouldn't be insecure. That means that we shouldn't be in fear. That means all these things of this world that our flesh carries on, that we walk in this room with, let's not leave with it tonight. Because we are holy and chosen people. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Listen, God wants us to know that we're chosen. So no matter what comes down our path and no matter what it is we have to go through, because life does happen, things do happen, things that don't make sense, things that you could say, why, God, why? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Why did this happen to me? Am I not a servant of God or did I not serve you? And you can ask those hard questions. But I tell you this now, you will not get an answer. What you need to know is that he's God and that he's on the throne. And that he loves you more than whatever it is that you've gone through. And that just because hard things happen here on earth, he will walk you through it and hold your hand through that journey. You are not alone. You will conquer it. I know when my sister Kim and Rich, they lost their baby. That was hard. That was hard on them. That was hard on our whole family. I could cry right now because I love them so much. And that was hard, and we didn't understand. And there were so many times me and Kim would have our conversations, and we'd go, don't ask it, don't ask it, don't ask why. Just don't do it, because we know that God is God. Right, Kim? And so many people would come up to Kim and say, oh, are you over it yet? And it's just like, I don't think that's something you ever get over. But you know what? It's something that Kim and Richie have walked through with God, and God has held their hand, and God has taken them on this journey, and one day they're going to get to meet Seth, and it's not over yet. That story is not over yet. Maybe here on earth, but in heaven, that's a new chapter. And you know, God has an answer for those things that stink in life, those things that don't make sense, those things that just, that don't, you know, they don't match up with who our God is. We know this awesome God, and yet junk happens here on the earth. But you know what? Doesn't mean you stop serving God. Doesn't mean you lose heart. Doesn't mean you stop being persistent. Doesn't mean that in the hard times that you give up. Because the enemy wants you to give up. But when you know that you're a holy priesthood, a chosen generation, no longer are you able to go, well, wait, I just can't be this person that doesn't know who God is. I know who God is. He knows who I am. I'm his son. I'm his daughter. I can do it. I can get through this. My family will make it through this. We will do this together. And we are called to serve the Lord here on this earth. So know who you are and know that he works speedily. Know that you don't work for a God who's on stagnant, a God who's taking some time off because maybe he's tired. Seriously, you would think he would deserve some time off. He's not like that. He's God. He can do it all. He can hear it all. He does it all at the same time. And he works speedily on your behalf when there is faith interjected on your part. So tonight, we're going to pray for a couple of things, and we're going to get through some things. And if there's some prayers in your life that maybe you've lost heart on and you need to rekindle those back up again, or maybe there's just a prayer that you've kind of thrown out there and never really heard anything else about it, well, maybe you just didn't do your job and you weren't persistent. Maybe you need to knock down heaven's door tonight.